Okay, good morning, everybody. So after establishing the mitzvah of Shovtim V'Shotrim and the integrated nature of that mitzvah, and indeed establishing the distinction between Eretz Yisrael, Asher Hashem Lekecha Nosein Lecha Lishvatecha V'Shavtu Asam Mishpat Tzedek in Chutz Laretz, where it's Bechol Plach Uplach, or Eino Ela Bechol Plach Uplach, the controversy between the Rambam and the Girsa in Makos Tav Zayin and the Ramban with the issue of, you know, what is the status today? It's only mitzvah derabanan. So the Rambam goes on to talk about, you know, the structure of the judiciary writ large. So the Rambam says, "Kama batei dinin kavuin yu be Yisrael v'chama yamin yanam." So kovin b'tchila bezdin hagadol b'mikdash v'hu anikra sanhedri gedola min yanam shivim ve'echad shenemar esfali shivim ish mizikne Yisrael parshas baloscha moshal gabeyan shenemar v'hisyat v'ushamima acharei shivim ve'echad hagadol b'chachma shivichulan. So we have a very strong indication here, especially in this line, that the Rambam is taking the position. It wasn't just that Moshe was the first Sanhedrin, right? But the paradigmatic, prototypical Sanhedrin, sometimes the Gemara uses the language of Moshe, b'makom shivim ve'echad kai, that Moshe was like a personal embodiment of the Sanhedrin. And in other senses, we talk about Moshe Rabbeinu's Sanhedrin as the archetype. And that's exactly what the Rambam is talking about. So we really have, you know, two, I think, linchpins here in the Rambam. First of all, that the Sanhedrin of Moshe Rabbeinu is the prototypical Sanhedrin. It's the paradigmatic Sanhedrin for all future generations. These are some of the motifs that come up in the Mishnah and Rosh Hashanah when Rabbi Akiva is trying to reason with Rabbi Yoshua that if we undermine this Bezdin, we're really undermining every single Bezdin back to the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. And that's really, you know, Mashman, Meduyak in the Rambam. That's number one. And number two is the Kimitzion Tetze Torah aspect, Kovin Mitzchila Bezdin Hagadol, B'mikdash, right? Everything radiates out from there. Misham teitzei hora li Yisrael. So Moshivin Agadol Shebeshivin Mishnah LeRosh VeYoshev Mimino VeHu Anikra Av Bezdin Ushar Shivim Yoshvin Lefanav Kefi Shneiem Kefi Malasam. So you have the Av Bezdin who sits to the right of the Nasi. Okay, he's the Gadol Shebeshivim, and it's interesting, right? It's the Nasi and everybody else, right? Nobody could be compared to Moshe Rabbeinu. So if the Nasi is B'makom Moshe Rabbeinu, so it's not 71, but it's 70 plus 1, right? So the Gadol Shebeshivim, I think that's another diak. So he's Mishnah LeRosh V'Yoshev Mimino. He sits to the right, and they face everybody else. Kol Gadol Mechaver B'chachmi Yakarav L'Nasi Mismolo Yoser Mechaveru. So there's a whole discussion in the Radvaz and the Kesef Mishnah that this seems to be like a Das Yachid, and a Tosefta, Reb Lazar, Reb Tzadok. But the Kesef Mishnah, I think, makes a compelling case that there is really no Machlokes, and you know, in fact, and the Radvaz kind of endorses this himself as well, that when, you know, you're talking about the 70, half of them were to the left of the Nasi and half of them to the right of the Av Bezdin. V'heim yoshim b'chamo chatzi gorin b'igol k'deish y'anasi im Av Bezdin ro'in kulan. The point is that they're facing, in a semicircle, the Nasi and the Av Bezdin. So half of them will be to the left of the Nasi, half of them will be to the right of the Av Bezdin. V'mod ma'amidin shnei batei dinim shalasim r'shosha, as the Gemara says, v'shaftu eda v'itzilu ha'eda, so an eda is 10, so that's 20, and then los yachari rabim l'ra'os, then a dinei nefashos, you need a majority of at least 2, so you can't have 21, but you need 23, because in bezdin shakul, so in principle you could have a majority of 13 to 10, l'chayiv b'dinei nefashos, or 12 to 11, l'zakos b'dinei nefashos, v'od ma'amidin shnei batei dinim shalasim r'shosha, esrim r'shosha, echad al pesach hazara, v'es echad al Pesach Harabayis. So literally, as you're Ola to the Lishkas HaGazis, you first encounter a Sanhedrin Ketana al Pesach Harabayis, then another one al Pesach Hazara, and then into the Lishkas HaGazis is the Sanhedrin Gedola. Umamidin b'chol ir v'ir mi'Yisrael, she'ish ba'meo v'asrim o yoser Sanhedrin Ketana v'yoshevis b'shar yir, sh'nemar v'hitzigu b'shar mishpat, v'chami yamin yanam esrim b'shloshet ayanim, v'agadol b'chachma sh'bekulan rosh alayhen, v'ashar yoshin v'igol k'mo chatzi gorin k'dei she'ya rosh roa. So again, some of the distinguishing features, I think three primary distinguishing features between the Sanhedrin Gedola and the Sanhedrin Yos Ketana Shebi'ir is obviously, number one, the Mikdash. Number two is the role of the Av Bezdin. You don't have that role in the Sanhedrin Yos Ketanos. And then three, of course, 71 versus 23, right? And I think that that's not just, you know, like a quantitative distinction, but the point is, as we explained, the 23 is the minimum number that you could have to adjudicate dina nefasha. So in a certain sense, it's kind of like a skeletal framework. V'shaftu ha'eda, v'tzilu ha'eda. You need an eda in both directions. Okay, you know, admittedly, the institution of an eda, the fact that you need not just three dayanim, but the fact that you need 23 dayanim is very idealistic. 10 people to advocate in one direction, 10 people to advocate the other direction. But once you, you know, incorporate that, so it's kind of a skeletal framework of 23, because lo si acharei rabim l'ra'os, whereas 71, right, is representative not of anything minimalistic, but, you know, lahefech, really adrabba, right? The whole idea is, you know, shivim l'shonos and, you know, shivim panim l'torah, that somehow it's reflective of every possible perspective. And then, you know, Moshe Rabbeinu, omed al gabam, kind of, you know, and then you have the, you know, person who's b'mako Moshe Rabbeinu, and nobody can be Moshe Rabbeinu, but the person who's playing that role, who's omed al gabam. So the Sanhedrin Gedola, it's not just a numerical difference of 71 versus 23, but it really is a qualitative distinction in terms of being, you know, the very embodiment of Ohel Hora. So again, it's in the Mikdash, you have the role for the Nav Beis Din. You have 71 versus 23. I guess maybe the most important distinction of all is that's Kovin Betchila. That represents the foundation of all Mishpat, you know, Be Yisrael, as the Rambam here says on multiple occasions.